Hey, Saints of God, welcome to Word for Today. I pray that this word today will change you. It changed me. Come on, let's learn together. Hello, 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 Saints of Yahweh, what's up? It is another glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank God for all that God is doing in our lives, all that we are submitting to God, and all that we are listening to God for in our lives. Glory to God. It is April 19th, 2024. April 19th. Glory. Welcome to Word for Today. Hallelujah. It is Friday. Friday. Thank God, Friday. Yes, we thank God every single day of the week. Every single day we give God thanks and praise. But today we focus on giving God thanks. We focus on saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for bringing me through this week. Thank you for guiding me through this week. Thank you for your wisdom that I have used this week. And I thank you for the knowledge that I've applied to my life in this week. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that I have my right mind. Glory to God. Thank you, God, for all the blessings that are in me and in store for me. And thank you, God, for directing and guiding me. Thank you for your revelation knowledge that is enlightening me. I thank you that I have the mind of Christ. Glory to God. I thank you that because I have the mind of Christ, I can listen to what you say and do it. I thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We need to make sure that we are giving God thanks. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We have been studying kingdom living, and kingdom living is, yes, say it together, faith, hope, love. That's right. Faith, hope, love. We have the hope of God. We have, I'm sorry. I said that wrong. We have the faith of God. We have our hope in Jesus. We love all. Glory to God. We love all because Jesus commanded that we love all. That first of all, we love God. And as we love God, as we learn how God loves us first of all, and we receive God's love, then we learn how to give that love back to God. And as we give that love back to God, we learn how to love ourselves. And as we learn to love ourselves, God begins to overflow in us. And then we can minister to others. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. As we've been going through this week, we have looked at several scriptures. Well, we've looked at a couple of scriptures, but we find ourselves in 2 Timothy chapter 1, 2 Timothy chapter 1, looking at the things that God, that Jesus commanded us to do, written by Paul, written by Peter, written by John, you know, written by some of the other disciples, and then, and also written by, not written by, but spoke to us through, by Jesus. And today we're looking at 2 Timothy, and this is Paul writing to Timothy. And we're in chapter 1 of 2 Timothy, and reading verse 6 through 10. And yesterday I stopped at 9, I believe, yes, stopped at 9. And, excuse me. We looked at, we've been, you know, just going verse by verse and taking our time and just receiving what God has for us. And we talked about the gift that's in us, and that we need to stir up the gift that's in us, and we need to fan the flame and rekindle it and make it grow, because that's our destiny, is the gift that God has given us. And that gift is to for us to go forward in and for us to flourish. You know, so God has given us a gift, and that gift, it will make the way for us as we rely on God to help us to develop that gift. And we need to listen to God to find out what that is. That gift was given to you. It was given to you before you were born, and it was in you. And we have to be able to allow God to show us what that gift is. So we looked at verse 7, and verse 7 told us that that God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but God gave us the Holy Spirit, which is power and love and self-control. And that word self-control can be translated as revelation light or instructions. So God gives us revelation light and instruction for our lives with a spirit of power and love. God has not given us a spirit of fear. Fear should not be a factor in our decisions. Fear should not be a factor in whether we step and do something or not. Yes, we may be a little afraid. We may feel a little fear, but it should not stop us. It should not change what we're getting ready to do. Now, you have to be able to hear the voice of God, to know that you're doing the right thing, to know that you're following God. You know, and John, and we studied this, that God, Jesus is our good shepherd, and he says, my sheep know me and my sheep know my voice. So we have to make sure that we understand that we know the voice of God. So when we do things, when we step out, when we speak, when we are walking, when we're doing whatever it is that we believe God has said, that we are sure that God has spoke to us. And I know there's times that we don't feel sure, we're not confident in, and fear tries to grip us, to stop us. But if you have an inkling of knowing that it's God, then you have to make sure that you take the time to sit before God and to meditate and to get that answer from God. We are the children of God, and God will give us an answer. And we have to take the time to hear from God, to make space so that God can speak to us. And God will speak to us. But we have to make sure that we're making the space, that we're taking the time that we can hear. And so once we know that God has spoken to us, then we can move. Hallelujah. Then we can move. So, excuse me. And then in verse 8, it says, Paul was talking to Timothy, and he said to never be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor be embarrassed by my imprisonment, but overcome every evil by the revelation of the power of God. Overcome every evil by the power of God. And in some translation, it says that overcome every evil with the gospel and the power of God, with the good news of who Jesus is and what Jesus did for us, the good news and the power of God. It says, don't be ashamed of testimony. We talked about this a little yesterday, that we should never be ashamed of who we are. We are children of the Most High God. We are God's children. We are bought and paid for through the blood of Christ. And we ought not to be ashamed of our testimony. Then Paul tells him don't be embarrassed by his imprisonment, because he's imprisoned because of his testimony about who Jesus is. and what Jesus had did in his life. And that's why he's in prison. And so he said, don't be embarrassed by my imprisonment, because my imprisonment is because of the Lord. It's not because God put him there, but because of his testimony to God, his testimony about God and who Jesus was. That's how he landed in the prison, not that God put him in prison. But overcome every evil by the revelation and the power of God. Even though Paul was in prison, Paul, they put him in a house. He was like in under house arrest. And he had a Roman guard with him. You know, they would change off, I guess, every hour, I guess. And so, but he was in the house and they allowed his friends to come visit him. They allowed him to have people that came in and talked to him, you know. And Paul just kept preaching. He preached to the Roman soldiers, every single one that came in and stood with him and stood guard. He preached to them. He talked to them about the testimony. He told them about who Jesus was and what Jesus had done in his life and what how Jesus was transforming things. He was overcoming evil by the revelation of God, the good news of God and the power of God that was showing in his life. And this is what we're to do. We are never to be ashamed. And it that takes work, because the world and the enemy of and the enemy of our souls, our mind and will and our emotion, wants to keep us quiet, wants to keep us from saying who we are, wants to keep us from having a testimony about God. And so when we get ready to say something, you know, like, well, you know, the Lord spoke to me and said thus and so. And if we know we're in a room or if we're around people who may not believe, but we don't really know whether they believe or not, we are hesitant to say that because we don't want to be ridiculed. We don't want people to think we're crazy. But what does it matter what they think? God says, don't be embarrassed of him here and giving your testimony, because then he'll be embarrassed of you when you get before him. So we need to make sure that we're not. Now, it's probably a lot more to that than I just said. And I used that flippantly and I apologize for doing that, because God is not going to just arbitrarily disown us because we were fearful of saying who God is in us. But God wants us, but it is a scripture that tells us that we are to give God honor. We're not to take God's honor. We're to give credit to God about the things that God has done in our life. That's why we have Thank God Friday. So we want to give God all the thanks and praise, and to give God thanks and praise in everything. And so there are times when we do stuff at work, when we've done stuff at school or whatever, and we know that God spoke to us and told us to do it and told us to move this or told us to change something. And it worked, because we know it's going to work because God spoke it to us. But instead of giving God credit for it, we take the credit. That's what I'm talking about. We take the credit instead of giving God credit for it. We have to give God credit for what God has done in our lives. And when we do that, you can't be afraid of what people are going to say. you can't be afraid of what people are going to do. You know, you have to trust in God like a little child. And trusting that God got your back. And God, no matter what anybody does, no what anybody says, God has got your back. And God is going to make everything work out for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. So that's talking about, us standing up for what we know is right and what we know, you know, not doing things just because, well, you know, if I don't do this, my boss, I might get fired. No. And you know what's wrong. No, we stand up for what's right. We stand up for what we know that God wouldn't have us do. And we say, Lord, I know that, you know, that this, there may be consequences if I stand, if I take this stand, but I believe you and I trust you and I'm going to take this stand. You know, because I know it's the right thing to do. And believe God and trust the Lord in that. Okay. I don't know why I got off on that, but that somebody needed to hear it. So I believe God that you receive the word of God. Okay. That you receive what God has for you. It says that to overcome, but overcome every evil by the revelation. So the good news. And the power of God. We have to make sure that we are standing for the things that God has called us to stand for. That we're not taking credit for the things that God has done and given to us. We make sure that we stand for God. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to end here. And I trust that you will have a wonderful, glorious weekend. You're going to gather with the saints somewhere and know that God is with you and that we are walking in the kingdom of God, where God reigns. And because God reigns, there's good. We went over the scripture that said goodness and mercy will pursue us all the days of our lives. And I thank God for that goodness and mercy. Amen. I love you, and Jesus loves you so much more. Have a nice weekend, and I'll talk to you on Monday. All God's Children Community Church wants to thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Terry, and I'm your host. And I want to thank you for your support of this program. If you would scroll to the bottom of the link, the bottom of the website, you will see that there's a link that says support this show. If you click on that link, it will take you securely to our Cash App that you can give to Word for Today. And I want you to give so that according to Philippians chapter 4, verses 17, that you will receive the good that comes from giving. Good comes from giving. You know, the word also says that God loves a cheerful giver. And because God wants us to support those who support us with the word. So if you are getting fed, we appreciate that support. And I will pray that my God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory, because you support this podcast. And I know that God will give everything that he has. And it says, my God will use his wonderful riches in Christ Jesus to give you everything you need. And so I believe God for that, and I thank God for it. Also, just below that, you'll see our email account. And if you would, please drop me an email to let me know how the podcast is going, if it's blessing you, and your questions, if you have any. And if I get enough of the questions, I will dedicate a podcast to answering those questions. So I appreciate you, your support. I thank you for your time. And may God's richest blessing continue to be poured out on you as you live in the kingdom and as you bless others.